let all the people of God say together, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I have to tell you, I've decided to be a little selfish this year. After 36 years of this march, with very little preparation, the Spirit with God moved me to be the speaker. So I hope I don't make any of you mad. I probably will. Some of you will get mad. Others will get glad. And then most of us will, if we know Christ, we will try to do some things to empower and impact the people of our community. I am a manuscript preacher, so I got about 4 pages, if you would indulge me for these few moments. I say thank you to everybody first, in case I forget. Thank you for Henderson, Washtenaw, Dr. Salazar, she's not here, but I met Dr. Ambrose. He volunteered and did the prayer before that. And so say amen to that. Dr. Ben Self, President of Washtenaw, the fraternities and sororities who are here, we just say thank you to everybody and to our community. A young man who went to Henderson way back when, Steve Reed, who represented Omega Psi Phi. They went to Hot Springs, and now they're here in Henderson and in Arkadelphia. We really appreciate that, Steve, and everybody else who's representing their individual organizations. Let's pray for a minute. God, we thank you for today. Thank you for the purpose in which we have come. Now, God, would you hide me behind the cross that Jesus will be seen, that love will be exemplified, and unity will be developed. Use us to your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Llewellyn E. Terry Sr. I've been pastor of the Mount Olive Baptist Church for 30, going on 31 years. As I was telling Pastor Darby, didn't know I was going to be here this long, didn't know I was going to be here, but was invited by the church to come and share. And I thank God for being able to stay here. Looking back at what now is, I think, 55th year when the late Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated, I remember my Aunt Hazel, who taught school in Los Angeles, California. She called my dad, late Reverend A. William Terry, and she said, "Alvin, they finally got him." And then a chill went through my body, even at the age of 13. Something went through our family because my dad was very close to Dr. King because he was a speaker at his commencement in 1958 at Arkansas A&M College. And so it kind of touched him, but he really idolized Dr. King and what he stood for more so than him. My dad was pastor of the Greater Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. And I tell you, that's why we march. Many people still ask the question, why are you still marching? You're wasting time. Some people make fun of us. But we're still marching because we're still fighting for justice, racial reconciliation, and still peace in 2023. I really don't want to talk about Aristotle, Socrates, or Plato. I don't want to talk about what's happening in Chicago, Atlanta, Georgia, Los Angeles, but I want to talk about where we are in Clark County, Arkansas. And it may make some of you a little uncomfortable. I want to talk about what's happening in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, in these last 30 years, what I've seen and what I've heard and what I've experienced. I like to serve a spiritual notice based on the statement that Jesus Christ made. Listen to the words of Jesus in Luke 4, verses 18 and 19, and he says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of our Lord's favor." God has ordained and commissioned every gospel preacher to stand up and speak out about the unfair practices in this community and all across this nation. These two scriptures offer a foundation to speak to the pastors in this community and the preachers, both black and white. And I want to say this, and I want to be clear. We cannot be afraid to deal with the issues of racial segregation, injustice, and prejudice. We cannot. And I understand some of my white brothers. I really do. Because you got to stay there, you got to get paid, and you got to take care of your family. But God has commissioned every last one of us to stand up, to speak out, and to address some of these issues. You can't continue to be a closed mouth about obvious discrepancies in our world of politics, in our world of education, in our world of banking and finance, and in our world of law enforcement, and even in the world of legal and judicial government. Yes, we'll always have the system of political parties. There'll be Republicans. There'll be Democrats, there'll be Libertarians, there'll be the Green Party. Be who you want to be, But vote your conscience, but don't define me or confine me to a political party and say because he's a member of that party or that organization, he's just like the rest. That's not true. That's not true. But we also use politics in the sense of bargaining power to make certain decisions on who becomes the next school superintendent, on who becomes the next football coach. We have had qualified persons in this community come and say, I'm qualified because of my credentials, because of my degrees, because of my experience. And then our school system and those who are in charge said, no, we don't want you. I've even gone to superintendents in the past and the former superintendent who just left. I said, we need some coaches of color coaching our football team. And I heard her say, well, you know, Rev, and others in the past, they won't fill out an application and we can't find anybody. Well, this is what I've always said, and I'm going to use several phrases, three phrases, and you'll hear them in the process of this. They'll say, Rev, they won't allow a black person to be superintendent here in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. I said, well, if that's what you believe, that's what will happen. Yes, we did have a black coach years ago. He had 2 years. He was a winning coach, but he couldn't stay. He had to leave.
Right.
And he was the only football coach that could coach the team and teach science in Arkadelphia Public Schools along with his wife,
yes,
who now works for NASA. Our kids who play these sports, who win football championships, who go to playoffs, they need to see a person of color coaching them. Why? Because it makes them feel comfortable to see and hear somebody who can call them in check and let them know that you need to act right, you need to do right. That's on the basketball court and the football field. Mm-hmm. There are about three different phrases I said I was going to use, and the first is what I shared with the last superintendent, and I'm going to share it with you this morning. I said, if you want to be different, if you want to stand for something different, you want to represent Dr. King, you want to represent Jesus Christ, if you want to be about love, you've got to aggressively recruit. That's the phrase. You've got to aggressively recruit. Go to some of these HBCUs. Our friend and frat brother, Mr. Herman Thomas, former assistant superintendent, came all the way from Grambling. And he was a part of this institution, part of this degree, place of education. And so go to Grambling, go to Prairie View, go to Pine Bluff, and aggressively recruit these young men and bring them here. Why? Because that represents diversity. Yep. I believe we want to stand for diversity. I would hope that we want to be about inclusiveness. And that's a part of the next phrase I'm going to use. And I think we need to know when teachers, administration, mistreat our kids and they are wrong, we need to admit it, accept that responsibility, face it, and let's move forward. Because we need to know just because you're in a position of leadership does not mean you don't make mistakes.
That's right.
We as preachers make mistakes.
Yes.
We as administrators make mistakes.
Right.
Principals make mistakes. Teachers make mistakes. Don't hide behind your position and try to say, well, we got to cover this up and move forward. No, that is not right. I don't know how many expect to make it into heaven with this kind of behavior. The other phrase I want to offer is intentionally inclusive. We've got to be intentionally inclusive. That is, if we want somebody different, if we want somebody that's Hispanic, if we want somebody that's black, we got to be intentionally inclusive about who we are and what we stand for. That's what Jesus stood for. That's what Dr. King stood for. That's what my dad stood for. And so I don't know about you. I don't know what train you're on, but we got to make sure that we're intentional, inclusive with being a part of this community. If we really want to improve it, the real question is, do you want change? The late civil rights attorney, the late John Walker, civil rights attorney who came here back in 72, who had a lot of problems in the school system. I was in the 9th and 10th grade. John Walker was my dad's classmate at Arkansas A&M. He was not only a civil rights lawyer, but he was a family friend and came to my father's film. And John said this in later years, and he told me, he said, Lou, I do not like coming to Arkadelphia. I said, why, John? He said, because that's a racist town. And I've heard white people in Little Rock say, that's a racist town. I would like to think that we want to get away from that description of Arkadelphia. We don't want to be considered as a racist town. We want corporate America to come here. We want industry to come here. And that's why some don't come, because we have that stigma of being a racist community. When it comes to justice in the courtroom, we need for everybody to be treated fair. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Right.
Depending on who you are, with some things and some people, it never makes the court. It never makes the paper. We can't hide behind some things and hide some things and then put others on blast. It's just not right.
Yeah.
If you want to know the truth, the same crimes committed in the black community is committed in the white community. We are all a part of this community, but we got to face reality and learn how to work together, and it's all about love. We still don't have, and I've mentioned this to my sheriff, I mentioned it to the chief police, you go tell them, we don't even have a legitimate chaplaincy program. I was a chaplain at UAMS and served there for 3 years. And when they called for a chaplain, somebody to offer pastoral support, they didn't ask for a black chaplain, they didn't ask for a white chaplain. They just asked for somebody to offer pastoral support. That's what we need in this community, because when things happen in our community, black, white, doesn't matter, that family needs to know that somebody loves them and somebody's praying for them and there's somebody that can offer spiritual support to that family. Because you know what we'll do? We'll wait until the tragedy comes and then we'll try to come together and then offer some type of support. Lastly, I want to share this with you. I said we got to aggressively recruit, but we got to be intentionally inclusive. But then we have to be brutally honest with ourselves, with each other, regarding our problems. We are not exempt from problems. So I'm not trying to paint a blemish on this town, because I've been here for 30 years, but my mom has been here for over 50 years. We came here from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. It was 10,108 when we first came. It's still around 10,000 people, and I still see the same soup warmed up all over again. We've got to be different. I don't hear a lot of amens. I said, we got to be different. Yes, there are a couple of groups that meet every morning at Annie's.
Yep.
There's a black group, and there's a white group. And I'm sure each group talks about their friends, and who was it, Roosevelt? He called them, that's another fireside chat. And Roosevelt wanted to be considered in the fireside chat with people when he talked to the people, and then wanted everybody to feel like they were right there with him. Well, there's nothing wrong with those fireside chats, but there needs to be a larger community, and that's why I'm standing today. Because it may not be heard again, but I want to share with you that we've got to do better. I got four things, another quote, a script, and then I'll be out of your way. The first thing I think we need to do for Arkadelphia and for Clark County, we need to develop and keep a racial and diversity committee that will continue to seek opportunities to improve our community for ourselves and for those who are looking to move here. We need a platform with a racial and diversity committee or commission where they can create opportunities to bring us together, to have workshops. Two, we need to try to be a little bit more transparent with the community when problems do occur, because they'll affect all of us. Three, we need to try to do some things the week of this day we're celebrating, because this is it. But we need to start a week early and let Henderson do something, let Washington do something, let Arkadelphia High School do something, and then let's come together on this day when we can march. Then there needs to be that unified effort with the two colleges and the high school. Well, again, I want to thank Dr. Ben Sales, who's here, President of Washita, Dr. Ambrose, who we just heard in the prayer, Dr. Veronica Salazar, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs at Henderson State. I'm going to leave you, this is the third time that I've said this in 2 weeks. At two funerals, I've said this, and I'm going to say it here. I'm going to quote the late Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune. She was invited here back in the 40s to come and speak here by the late Mrs. Maud Isom. Well, Dr. Bethune could not come, but she says this in a speech, and I leave you with these words. I leave you in love. I leave you hope. I leave you the challenge of developing confidence in one another. I leave you a thirst for education. I leave you a respect for the use of power. I leave you faith. I leave you racial dignity. I leave you a desire to live harmoniously with your fellow men. I leave you finally a responsibility to our young people. Then I heard the writer in Hebrews 12:14 say, strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. God bless you, God keep you, and to God be the glory is our prayer.